Hey, you just tuned in to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we've got some good things for you today to help make your day go a little smoother, a little medicine for the day, wouldn't you say?
I would say that, and the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up, going on through this weekend. Still plenty of activity, so what you need to do is go online to blackhillsstockshow.com, check out the trade show. In fact, it's the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo going on in Rapid City.
Lots of good times to be had. And in today's competitive cattle markets, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? It's simple. Start with the best. Slutton's Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale is coming up Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. Don't forget, Monday, February 12th, Slutton Angus Bull Sale.
Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. Go to tsln.com. Kim, what do you have to share to start the program?
Well, we got to talk a little bit about Groundhog Day, given that's tomorrow.
Coming up, isn't it?
It is. It is. What's going to happen? What do you predict?
I never can predict because it's about a 50-50 deal.
All right. We'll let it go at that. I've got a couple of jokes for that, but what have you got?
I have another Jack Ostergaard called Indigestion.
Oh, this sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let her rip.
Okay. This is from a book called Open Range by Jack Ostergaard out of central Nebraska. John was over helping Bill. It was time to brand. They traded help like ranchers will when they need an extra hand. The work went well, and they were done just in time for dinner. This was much anticipated because Bill's cook was sure a winner. They leisured through the meal, talked of grass and markets and weather. Bill said, "Have another piece of cake. It's sure light as a feather." Talk drifted to things like rustling and those who slow elked beef, but butchering a maverick didn't make a man a thief. This was according to John, who finished eating and turned to Bill, and offered this confession of his own free will. "In all my years of ranching, I've never eaten my own beef." When Bill said, "You just did," old John sat in disbelief.
Very good, very good. Hey, what does Punxsutawney Phil do at a party?
Oh, I don't know. Probably shakes the rattles and rolls.
Goes hog wild.
Oh, okay.
What do you call Punxsutawney's? Okay, and what do you call Punxsutawney Phil's laundry?
I don't know.
Hogwash.
Hogwash. Okay, well, that'll work.
Okay, I'm not going to let it go yet. How was the Super Bowl football coach's game plan on Groundhog Day?
I don't know.
To use the running game, of course, he wanted to ground it out.
Gee, we're probably going to have to start some football stuff coming up here. We gave a little bit about the favorite foods in the different states for that.
Yeah.
We'll find some more football things to bring
to you.
That's
right. What's a groundhog's favorite drink?
I don't know.
Whole milk.
A whole, like H-O-L-E milk.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
I got
right.
That one.
Okay.
All right, let's change things up. What else do you have?
Okay, so now I have the cat rules of hampering.
Okay.
Okay, if one of your humans is engaged in some close activity and the other is idle, stay with the busy one. This is called helping, otherwise known as hampering. Following are the rules for hampering. So cats, listen up close. So again, we're talking about cat rules of hampering. Now, I don't think we're necessarily doing this as much for cats as explaining it to us people. When supervising cooking, the cat should just sit behind the left heel of the cook. You cannot be seen and thereby stand a better chance of being stepped on and then picked up and comforted. It's even funnier when they try to avoid stepping on you and fall into a counter or a table. Another point for book readers, get in close under the chin, between eyes and book, unless you can lie across the book itself. For paperwork, lie on the work in the most appropriate manner so as to obscure as much of the work or at least the most important part. Pretend to doze, but every so often reach out and slap the pen or pencil. The worker may try to distract you. Ignore it. Remember, the aim is to hamper work. When a human is holding the newspaper in front of him or her, be sure to jump on the back of the paper. Does that sound familiar, cat owners?
If you've ever had a cat, you've experienced that. And folks, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.